Good evening, everyone. The Winchester Town Board is now in session for the evening of November 26th. We will start out with the Pledge of Allegiance, and how about Roxanne?
Oh, boy. Because I was late, huh?
Yeah. Got to have a little come get some.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, my dear. So we will have introductions. To my right is...
My name is Robert Mikes.
My name is John Delabose.
Roxana Valladares.
And on the phone we have...
Judy Siegel.
Good evening, Judy. From county staff, we have...
Rob Kaminsky, current planning.
And from the commissioner's office...
Beatrice Martinez.
And our secretary...
Victoria Bonner.
Thank you so much. Now we have time for public comment. If anybody has anything that they wish to share with us before we start the meeting, please come up, spell your name so we get it correct, and address us. Anyone? Okay, we'll move beyond that. I move for the approval of the minutes of November 12th, 2019. Do I have a second?
I second that.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Moving right along, I would like to move for an improvement of the agenda for the evening of November 26th. Do we have any holds, combines, or deletes that we're aware of? No? Okay, wonderful. I move for the approval of the agenda.
Move to approve.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Do we have any informational items?
Just a heads up, coming up at the meeting, there's going to be a town advisory board training.
Ooh.
You do have a mandatory training every year, and it could either be in person or via video. We're working on an in-person one. Usually we do video one, but it's going to be very helpful. It's nice to just refresh things. And that's going to be February 22nd. We won't send out the details till December or January.
Well, that's caucus day. How exciting.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of maybe not a good idea.
We'll check that. I don't know how, because...
I don't either. I'm just throwing it out there for you to think about.
I have to wear caucus.
Is it for both parties? Or just Democrats?
Democrats. And then where would this training be held? At the Water District again?
Yeah. Okay. So all the details will let you know.
Forthcoming. Okay. Well, just a little something to think about.
That's good to know.
Okay. Now we have our first item. Z is in Zebra, C-19-0747-Eastside Acquisition, LLC. It's a zoning change to reclassify 1.8 acres from C1, which is local business zone, and MD, designed manufacturing zone, to C2, general commercial zone, and use permits for the following: reduce separation from a convenience store to a residential use, and to reduce separation from a gasoline station to a residential use. Is the applicant here?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Please step up and state your name and tell us about...
I'll give you guys a couple things. My name is Angie Grundahl. I represent the developer. I'm with Thompson Thrift. We've rolled out this concept. We worked with them in one of our Phoenix locations. So I've got two different packets. One you may not need, but I did a copy of the presentation that I'll go through, and then one's the design package, which is site plan, which includes site plans, elevations, and a floor plan.
Now you're talking.
I would like to blame an administrative assistant for the typo that you'll find in there, but I am the administrative assistant, so...
Buck stops there, huh?
Yeah, I found it on the airplane, so I'll point that out when I get to it.
That's okay. Typos we can handle. Sometimes we have issues with pages missing, but typos are no big deal. As long as you didn't spell my name wrong. Just kidding.
I didn't put names.
I know. Okay, well, then you should be okay.
So the property that we're looking at is at the northwest corner of Desert Inn and Pecos. Okay. It's approximately 1.8 acres. There's two parcels there. Western parcel is zoned C1, and the hard corner is MD. So we're looking to, originally when we came in for our pre-op, we were going to leave the zoning as it is. However, when we realized additional SUPs would be, or use permits would be included in that or required for that, we met with staff again and decided to go ahead and rezone it to C2, which our proposal of what our project here is a 3,600 square foot C-store with fuel sales, as well as a coffee user component within that 3,600, approximately 640 square feet. So the coffee drive-through use is permitted by right in C2. So it eliminated additional requests for use permits there.
Okay.
As part of our request, you can see I did a diagram on the top of this page here showing the existing conditions with the commercial that's currently in the area. Our proposed change is consistent with the Winchester Paradise planning area adopted. All around us to the west and to the east of us is currently zoned C2. North of us, we are adjacent to us on the north is a multifamily complex, and then there's single family across Desert Inn on the south. Our proposed use is consistent with the plan's goal in serving primarily regional area patrons, as well as offering a kind of a one-stop shop for the employees and residents in the area. As I indicated, the proposed use is compatible with the adjacent uses, not only surrounding the project itself, but just up and down the corridor there along Desert Inn. Another thing to address is most of the property has already been rezoned, so this project would clean up some of the zoning and potentially prevent, you know, more nuisance type uses that could be found in the MD. I'll turn my pages here. A little bit about the user. They're out of the Midwest. The coffee component is Big B Coffee. They're out of Michigan. We just did a project that I just took through entitlements. We kicked off CDs in Arizona for the same user, and they were new to that market as well. They've got a very good reputation in the Midwest and just looking to expand in our markets that we have out here. We are looking to, as far as the site plan, we are looking to keep the existing drive on Pecos. You'll see one of the waiver of developments that we're requesting leaves us not many options there just because it's as far north on our site that you can get. The drive on Desert Inn we'll be using for the truck access and circulation throughout the site. We'll be adjusting that as well to accommodate that. And then the county is requesting an extension of the median as well. Per the planning comments, you can see that, you know, we've complied with the urban specific policy 78 for enhanced architecture. And then my next page here, I just did existing conditions. You can see that it's a somewhat blighted property. It is fenced in. When I first came out to visit it, I think there were some transient people there. So I think that the new project that we're proposing here would be a nice addition to the area and perhaps spark some other projects in the area as well, or at least revitalization. The OM, well, there is one discrepancy on my renderings that I have here. OM, MART, is the renderings that I'm showing here is the group that we were working with. They've since changed to Quick Run, which you'll find on your actual, in your design package with the actual elevations that were submitted with our design review package. You can see that it's four-sided architecture. You know, we've got on the back, we're doing some trellis elements with some vines that'll face the multifamily project to the north of us.
Now, was that a buyout or just a rebranding?
It's a rebranding.
Thank you.
It's a private group, and as they extend, it's kind of a learning curve a little bit for them. So they've rebranded, and they're going to be doing quick runs at all of them now.
Thank you.
Which leads into what we need in order to do this project. So we're requesting two use permits. Both are tied to the proximity to the residential. So on the north portion, the C-store is within the 200-foot distance to the multifamily project. And then to the south across Desert Inn is the single-family homes, which will be requesting a use permit for the fuel.
Excuse me, isn't there a lot of cement already in that area, block cement?
On the actual site?
Yes.
The entire thing is cement.
The whole thing is?
The whole thing is.
There was something there before.
That's what I was thinking.
There was. And so NV Energy owns it. And I think there was, I don't know if there was anything ever on the Hart corner, but there used to be some office buildings there years ago. And so it's been, I think it's been vacant for quite a while. I know there's been a couple other applications that have come through that didn't move forward.
Okay.
And so looking at the site, it's a corner site. It's commercial in nature. It's located along the business corridor on this major arterial. The size of the site is typical for what you see for a fuel site in order to operate and have the proper circulation. The requested C2 zoning and comprehensive plan designation supports the proposed use. And then apparently this is my mistake, where I did the same one twice. Apparently that one stuck with me. Originally we were looking to keep the most western drive that's there. After working with staff, they were wanting us to eliminate that just because it's adjacent to an existing drive on the property over to the west of us.
And which one? Where are you?
This here. So this is an existing drive?
Yes, that's
the one. And so that's the one that we're eliminating,
okay,
because it's adjacent to where that tavern is to the
I
west
see,
of us.
I see, right there. Okay, yeah.
Which unfortunately is leading us to add to one of the waivers for the approach as well, because we're not in compliance with the distance requirement Desert Inn from the intersection.
So that will leave you with one driveway off of each street?
Correct.
Okay.
Our original submittal, I don't know if you guys received that or if you just get the final version, we had two proposed access points along Desert Inn.
Okay.
And so we actually had to change that in order for our truck circulation, just once the county had told us that they wanted us to extend the median, so our truck wouldn't be able to take a left turn there. So.
Yeah.
It's a balance. And so you guys have certain criteria for the use permits. The first one is approval of the proposed project will be in harmony with the proposed goals, objectives, and standards of the plan. I mentioned that earlier. It's consistent with the Winchester plan that was adopted in 2017. Staff on page 36.6 also confirms that it conforms to the urban specific policy 10, which encourages site design to be compatible with adjacent land uses when the uses are less intense than what we're proposing. And what we're doing is we're showing, and I'll get into this a little bit more about site design, but there's an existing wall that separates the multifamily from us. We're also looking to do a big buffer, an intense landscape buffer to separate us as well, because our drive-through will be on that side.
Okay.
The second criteria, approval of the proposed project shall not result in substantial or undue adverse effects on adjacent properties. Overall, we don't see that there's a negative impact on the surrounding community. The proposal will address blight and reactivate an underutilized corner site, typically used for commercial. To the west of us, there's commercial existing, including a tavern. To the east of us, there's existing commercial, and it's separated by Pecos.
Mm-hmm.
Design provides a buffer between the residential and the north, as I'd indicated, and then to the south, the project separated. We've got the 15-foot landscaping around the perimeter, and then obviously Desert Inn is its own buffer in itself with six lanes.
Okay. Now, the project to the north, that's residential?
It is. It's multifamily.
Oh, okay, because it went for the aerial view. It almost looked like offices.
That would help us, but
it's residential. It didn't look very residential, but it's an aerial view, so you really can't tell.
Yeah, and I believe they're two-story.
Okay.
And so that project actually extends all the way to the west where the existing commercial is. It's just the building configurations change throughout the development.
Got it.
The third criteria is approval of the proposed project will be adequately served by public improvements, facilities, and not impose any undue burden. The signalized intersection along the six-lane arterial is ideal for location and community serving commercial. And then the site has been developed in the past, and so there's been utilities, and we've submitted for our initial water capacity and things like that. So.
Okay.
In addition to the rezone and the use permits, we are requesting three waivers of development. The first one is for reduced separation from the trash enclosure. The requirement is 50 feet. We're requesting 10 feet. I know that staff had made a comment on that. Just to put it out there now, we're willing to move that. In fact, we were wanting to move that. We just didn't want to add another. We didn't want this delayed, today's meeting delayed. So we right now we're parked at 21. We only need 19 spots. So I think there's some flexibility that we can put it in the row of parking to the west and have a shared parking agreement for the overall site, which I think will assist in that. And I've discussed some of that with Joel as well. The second one is we reduced driveway separation. I touched on this a little bit, but Pecos, we're looking to reduce the approach distance requirement from the driveway and the intersection. We're at 95, the requirement's 150. It's an existing drive. There's no other option to move it further north on our project, and so we are asking for a waiver of that. Desert Inn, the requirement there is 190 feet from the departure distance from the driveway. We're close, we're at 175, and so we're asking for a waiver on that. And then the third request for waiver of development standards is the modification to the drive standards. As it stands now, and if you look at, it's hard to see, but if you look at the site plan, the larger site plan that I provided you guys in the package, it shows the thrift ups for both of those, which we're requesting waivers on both of them. The one on Pecos, We were okay with our throat defs until we met with staff and realized that the turning radius is 25 feet. And so in order to do that, it essentially reduced our throat depth on Pecos down to 0 on the north side and 6.5 feet on the south side. And I think that's one of the comments, obviously, with the trash enclosure being right there that the staff was concerned with. As far as Desert End, we're close on that one. On the left side, we're at, I think, 24.6 and 15 on the east side of that drive. One of the things I do want to note, though, on Pecos is the 25-foot radius, I think, is, I don't want to say overkill, but maybe more than what's necessarily needed for that access drive. That 25-foot would be fitting if we were expecting the truck to possibly come through there, but our circulation for the truck entering into the site will be off of Desert Inn and exiting out Pecos. Also, Pecos is dead ends on the north side, so I can't imagine trucks going up there, coming back down, and then entering into that site. So we are looking, there's a couple options that we have there. We are asking for a waiver. However, if there's any way we can possibly even reduce that 25-foot requirement, we can reduce that to 15 feet just on Pecos, we can get our throat depth to about 10 feet. And there's also options like rolled curbs and concrete backing and things like that should there be any concern for the truck there. On the final sheet, I listed the criteria for the waivers of development, which are similar to the use permits. Obviously, understanding the impact and surrounding projects and community. I want to make sure there's no undue stress added to that.
Question to the staff on these waiver of development standards, three, A and B, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Has either of those been resolved with you two? I mean, with you.
Well, she does have ongoing dialogue. It's through Public Works that has that standard drawing. It's an off-site issue. But the way they measure it is where that radius stops to the back of that landscape element or that curb. Mm-hmm. So based on parking, that's where they come up with it has to be 25 feet deep, it has to be 50 feet deep, it has to be 75 feet deep. And since they don't have that many parking stalls on site, the minimum is always 25 feet. So a car can get out of the public right away.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we have any questions from the audience? Okay. Oh, I have some.
open the public hearing and close the public hearing.
Okay. I close the public hearing, okay. And then reopen it?
No.
After I'm done?
No.
Oh.
It's just once the presentation's over, then you open it to the public.
Okay.
And then you close it, and then that's when the town board comes.
Okay, so I open the public hearing for public comment. Seeing there is none, I will close the public hearing for public comment. And now we can...
You can ask questions.
I can ask questions.
Yeah.
Thank you. I always rely on her for these things. She's very good at this stuff. My first question has to do with the elimination of the driveway. How is that working out as far as public works? Are they fine with that so far, or is that creating...
It's per the request.
Per the request.
It's adding an additional waiver request
because you have to request it because they're requesting it.
Right.
Got it. Okay. That's...
And they've been great to work with. I think, you know, thank you for your time. I know we've been on your agenda twice now and pushed out, and it's because we've been going back and forth with the staff, and we also had a change in our planner. And so there's been a little bit of disconnect, but I think we're getting back on the right,
okay,
on the right track.
Okay, good. Thank you for that. Now, this, you list 650 square feet for a restaurant, and you call it a coffee shop. Is that an indoor sit-down place to actually... I mean, when you think of a coffee shop, you tell me what you think of, because I'm thinking of a place where people sit down and dine.
So this is a little bit different.
Okay.
There is that option.
Okay.
On the last sheet on here, I think I have the floor plan. And so... There is seating, but it's not just for the coffee. It's for, you can get sandwiches in here, not in the coffee, but just
in the store. I didn't think it was just beverages. No, I meant it was for that purpose of restaurant.
Yes. Yeah, so this seating that's here serves everything. So you can get quick snacks, different things behind the counter that's not tied to the coffee, and then you have the coffee component here where the drive-thru will come
okay,
through.
Okay, so will you actually have a menu with actually...
With smoothies, it's
but
mainly
not
drinks.
So it's not like you're going to be preparing breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Okay.
No, it'll be.
But when you say coffee shop, it's sort of out here. That means
it's
a
not,
lot of
it's,
things.
Yes, it's not like a full service one. So
great.
They'll have pre-made, breakfast stuff, so muffins
it's
and things
Starbucks
like that.
Starbucks style.
Yeah. Okay. Thank
without,
you.
Without the grilling.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's good. Okay. Thank you. That answers that one. You're working on. Number one, which was the 80% reduction in separation for the trash enclosure, because the way it appears on your submission, the trash enclosure is like where you pull it, and I can't imagine how trash pickup or for the restaurant when they want to take things out and open the trash enclosure up, there'll probably be some type of little gates there,
right?
And those will then open out, because if you open them in, that's going to be a problem for your dumpsters.
For sure.
You're going to have people that are going to be in the way of cars that are coming in and out.
Which is a concern for stacking as well.
Yeah.
Sure.
So what are your thoughts on that?
We are looking, and we were looking at this when we were going through the process of, for the design review, we're only asking for, I think we're asking for that, the alternative, the landscape alternative. So in front of the building, there should be a landscape finger every six spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So we are asking for, I believe it's a DR alternative for that. And so what we were looking to do is possibly relocate that trash enclosure over to this strip. The concern with that is
strip.
Over here, this parking on the western side.
Oh,
we were looking
okay.
over here. So we've got a couple landscaping strips there now. We've got one that's oversized that's 9 feet. So
is that in this area here?
Yes.
Okay.
And so I believe that one's 9, but we were thinking about putting it up here, obviously, which would give us a little bit further still away from the residential, but also not right at the entrance with the drive-thru.
Right, exactly, because to me, looking at this, I would have immediately put it in that corner just...
And we started there. We had parking count issues, but now that we've worked with staff, we're gonna look into doing just a shared parking agreement between both sites, which obviously limit the size of the building based on whichever the use is for the western parcel.
Mm-hmm.
But in closing that access, we were able to gain parking along there.
Got it. Okay. All right. So that one's handled. Design review is fine. Public works 2A is good. 2B. Okay, now we have numbers 3A and 3B. It's very funny because in here in my notes it would have been helpful to have received a design plan, and here you are. So you kind of, because this driveway issue seems to be a bit confusing to me. Now that I see this, it's not nearly as confusing. So I get that. That helps. I guess what my main concern is that this is going to create a traffic flow problem. What are your thoughts on that?
We did talk with the staff. Was I think in their notes.
I don't mean like
here,
on the street. I mean on your site.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think so, because I think most of the traffic is going to come in off of Desert End.
Okay, because this being a dead end street.
Right,
yeah.
And so, I mean, unless you've got people that are dropping their kids off, which obviously is an option as well, but most of the traffic, that's essentially just an exit point.
Okay.
But Desert End is going to be essentially the main entrance, which is why it was so important for us to have a drive that the truck could get in, west of the median that they're looking to expand.
Now, if you move the trash enclosure, won't that eliminate some of the concern with the throat depth a little bit?
Well, I mean, the concern with just the congestion there,
yes.
But the turning radius here,
yes.
That's the 25, is
yes.
Why the way that, here we go, this
yeah,
year.
Right.
The reason that 25 is, it changes where you start measuring for that throat depth.
Right.
And so, like, a lot of the existing conditions out there now are, like, 15, I think. Mm-hmm. But the new requirement, or whatever the latest one was, is the 25.
Okay. And how does the county feel about that, shrinking that down?
We've been, to be honest with you, we've gone back and forth with them 3 times and changed the way that we've measured it 3 times after those meetings. There has, like I said, there's been some staff changes. We have suggested the rolled curb. The reduction in the, I left a message for Joel yesterday after I got his comments. So I don't know if they're willing to reduce that to 15. I think obviously it's a good justification that Pecos, the truck's not going to be entering off of there. The truck's not going to drive all the way up north to a dead end, try to U-turn in that area, come back down, and then enter into the site on Pecos.
No.
It's not going to happen.
No, I don't disagree with you on that. I think we'll be coming in off Desert End.
Right. And so obviously you guys have your standards, but the 25 isn't necessarily needed there just based on the traffic that will be coming in.
And what is your throat depth drives on Desert End?
15. Well, you count the shortest one. And so on that 25 radius, it's 15. And then on the west side, it's like 24 points, I think 5 or 7, which the requirement's 25.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That one, I think they're a little bit more flexible on because they realize that, we could eliminate these problems if we had our western access and changed our parking around.
Right. Right. Okay.
Pecos, our hands are tied a little bit just because it's as far north as we can go. And if we're just designing on that hard corner, the placement of the building is a little bit more limited.
Okay. Well, let's see what we've got for a recommendation. Okay. Do you have any?
Nothing else.
Okay. What about you, Roxanne?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You've asked the questions that
okay.
I asked.
I've asked all good? Okay, very good. All right. Shall we? I'd like to make a motion then. I motion to... this is going to be kind of a complicated one because we've got so many waivers and so many things that are different. I motion to approve with staff conditions on number one as far as the trash enclosure goes. So I'm supporting them on that, and obviously they're already good with number two, A and B, so we're good there.
John,
yes, ma'am.
For use permits, waivers of development standards, or design review? There's two for use permits.
Right, okay.
Three for waivers of development standard and two for design review.
Okay. Well, I think that we're working for a waiver on the trash enclosure, it seems to be like it's a waiver of development standards, right?
So you agree with staff?
I agree with staff on that.
That they should move.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
But everything else, you're in support.
I'm in support of all of staff conditions on to the waiver of development standards 2A and B, I agree with. And then number 3A, I'm lukewarm on changing the throat depth only because we don't really have a position from them yet that you said is hard and fast. You said it's changed three times.
It has. That's why we've said.
And that's what makes me not sure of what we're opposing or not opposing.
What is on the paper right now is what you vote on.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you for clearing that up. Well, then I would have to support at this time. I would have to support staff conditions on that, and we'll just have to wait and see what you folks can adjudicate with them.
So denial of waiver development standards number one and denial of waivers development standards 3A.
3A, yes. And I would definitely support the waiver of development standards 3B. I don't think that's, for me, it's not as big of a deal.
With the staff recommendation.
Yes, other than 3B. Other than 3B.
Okay. All right.
I was just breaking it up because there's so much involved, like she said.
Well,
and it's a little. It's
is,
a
that,
little
is that your motion then?
Yes. To approve with staff conditions on
use permit?
Use, yes, for waiver development standards for use for the use permit, yes, and waiver development standards for number one, for number 2A and B. And for number 3B, but I support denial for the waiver of development standards on 3A, and they need to go back with staff on that and work it out better, because I'm not comfortable that we have a position yet.
Sure.
And I'm going by this, which means, as you said, I had to. So that's my motion.
What about the design reviews
and the rezone?
The design reviews and the rezone, I support for both of those.
So that's a motion?
Yeah, that I
so the motion is?
The motion is to support.
The use permit?
Yes.
The waiver of development standards except the denial of 3A?
Right.
And the design review?
And the design review.
And the zoning change.
And the zoning change, yeah.
The zoning change.
Yeah, sort of the basic
waiver
first.
Waiver number one, that was the trash.
Yeah.
Okay, I second that.
Okay.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you.
Okay, you're unanimous.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. And I guess my question to you, and I know I was talking a little bit to Beatrice. So I'm scheduled for BCC next week on 12-4. So how does that work if I'm trying to work with staff to get them to work with me on the Pecos side? For the throat depth and then relocating
you,
the trash.
I defer to her on that.
Okay.
My thinking would be you almost would want to see how the work with staff goes if you need to ask for a continuance or not on that.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, because in between now and the 4th, they can't change the staff report, but they are going to be at the meeting on the 4th.
So they may be able to verbally support you.
Okay.
They could verbally
speak
up on that issue,
and
that would intercede. And then they can approve it with that. It doesn't verbal. It doesn't have to necessarily be written. Because they do that all the time. They do that all the time, right? I mean, I've been to the meetings. They do that all the time.
Okay, great.
So that may not impact you at all. In other words, it may just be fine. You'll appear and everything will be cool.
Okay.
You just have to work that out with them, that one issue.
Okay. Well, the two, the trash.
Yeah, the trash. Well, the trash is a foregone conclusion. The other one I was really more concerned about because you couldn't seem to elicit a consistent response.
Right. They haven't confirmed it. I think we went back and suggested it. And so I think obviously
that would be the one that I think was going to require the more negotiation. The trash is just you're going to have to move it.
Right.
And then get Joel the trash enclosure with the new location.
Right.
Noted already.
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay, let's move on to our last item. We have WS-19-0849 Maryland GK Legacy LLC waiver of development standards for the following: one, an increase in sign area for a freestanding sign, and two, increase animation area for a freestanding sign. Design review for a proposed freestanding sign in conjunction with an existing office building on 2.0 acres in a C1 local business zone, generally located on the east side of Maryland Parkway, approximately 600 feet south of Carolyn Avenue within Winchester. Is the applicant here? Yes, he is. Hi there.
Hi. Scott Reese with High Impact Sign, 800-1.
Yes, sir.
Representing GDM. This property here sits 120 feet back from Maryland Parkway, just east of Karen, or actually north of Karen. And they've been there about 6 months. I proposed a smaller sign to fit all the criteria and stuff. And they just, when they were living there, they just had more and more of their customers can't find them. They're looking for them. Where are we at? So when I proposed a smaller sign, they said, that's just not going to get it. We need something that the traffic is so heavy on that street that they wanted something that says, hey, that's where they're at. So there's no traffic problems with missing the turn in and so forth. So we raised the sign 5 feet, because originally it was 30, 5 feet, which made everything grow a little bit, grew the animation to 140 square feet instead of 100, and then we added this non-illuminated banner here just because it was a dead spot. Rather than have a dead spot, we just put something that they liked and give it some personality down there. So this is non-illuminated, this is LED, all of this stuff here is illuminated.
Okay. Do we have any comment from...
You want to move up so you can see...
the audience there?
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's on a big piece of paper. Wanted to make sure everybody could see it.
Okay, do we have any comments from our audience? Okay, hearing no comments, do we... I'd like to open it to the board. Any comments on this?
No comments.
No comments?
No comments.
Okay, it looks like it's me again. How is the nighttime brightness on this sign? Because that's an issue that concerns me.
We find with the LED sign, if it's too bright, you can't even read it,
thank
let alone
you.
Blinding the traffic. So we
what is
down
your...
to about 500 nit per night. Which is about like your porch light would be.
Okay, what is your percentage of illumination at night as opposed to daytime when it's full on?
Anywhere from 4 to 8%, depending on the ambient.
Okay, thank you very much. Because we've had issues with the Westgate sign, and
yeah.
They're at 4% now.
And sunrise.
Yes, and sunrise, yeah. Chris G said
it's
blinding.
It's in code what it has to be.
Well, I don't know that, but it could very well be.
You can read it a lot better when it's 4% than when it's...
Yeah, that's another issue. I don't know why they do that.
Yeah.
Now, staff says that the sign fails to meet sign regulations in Title 30. And I spent a bit of time with the gentleman at the county today on the phone. He was very kind, Mark Donahue, on this. And I basically wanted to know what the issue was because So I asked about some signs that are right around you. Sam Ash's sign, which was approved 3-5 of 02, is 35 feet high. And the Sunrise City sign is, they couldn't find the exact height, but I did go visit the site. And it's not as tall as Sam Ash, but it's definitely above 25 feet. I would say it's probably in the 30 to low 30s. So I'm kind of have a problem with the height of the sign being an issue.
As I understand it, height couldn't exceed the height of the building. The building's 5 stories.
That was another thing I noticed.
That's 60 feet, and we're at half of that.
Yeah.
So we fit within that.
Right. And then also there seems to be a discrepancy on how far you are from the street. You just said you were 120.
The building is
120.
Not the sign.
No. Actually, from the curb, the county measured it today for me with their satellite software that they have. From the back of the sidewalk to the front of the building wall is 198 feet 3 inches.
It's even farther.
Yes.
I got the 120 from GGRM.
I know, and they wrote it in their letter.
Right.
And I looked at that, and I said, that ain't no 120. So I don't know where Mr. Martinez got his information from, but it's erroneous. And let me see. That was the height, the brightness you've already talked about.
Yeah, and all of the illumination up here is also LED, so it's relatively dim. Mm-hmm. It's backlit. I mean, it doesn't project a whole lot of light out of it, just so you can read the copy.
Right, and I think we're kind of becoming more aware that the signage inventory in Las Vegas is changing from the time when a lot of this was written. And being that you face north and south as opposed to which houses right behind there, I recommend, I'm going to make a motion to approve it as presented.
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, we have 3-1. You're set.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hesitate because she was presenting this. She did a great job at the office before.
Oh, yeah, she was very outstanding. She knew her subject matter, which was lovely.
Thank you.
So maybe you'll hire her next time.
Yeah, I got to find her. She's
from Phoenix, I think. She's a nice lady. Okay.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome, sir. Do we have any general business?
Quick one. For the next calendar year, 2020,
yes.
There are a couple dates that I just wanted to check in with you guys for town board meetings. You're scheduled to have a town board meeting on June 9th, 2020.
That sounds like
election
day. Yeah, I knew I was going. That's where I was going with that. Yeah.
Most town boards will be having meetings. There are two right now that have been canceled, so it's up to you guys whether or not to cancel it.
I'm good with keeping it, but up to you guys.
I work always elections, so I wouldn't be able to come.
Okay. I'm fine with it.
You're fine with it?
Are you fine with keeping
the
meeting on June 9th or canceling it because there's an election?
Cancel it.
Cancel it. Okay. So we have
two and two. So we have to ask Ken.
So do we? Do we have somebody have a deck of cards? That's what we do in Las Vegas to break a tie.
We'll double check with Ken because either way we do need a quorum.
Yeah.
So we'll check if.
Okay.
Another date I have is
not in November. Yeah.
November 24th. Mm. It's similar like today. Mm-hmm.
Is that Thanksgiving?
In that
Thanksgiving
the 26th
week.
The Thanksgiving is the 26th. So
I can do it.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, fine with me.
So, okay. You have a problem with that?
Fine with me.
Fine with you, Judy?
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
And then the last date I had a question on is December 29th. The 25th is a Friday, and then the 1st again is that Friday, so.
So it's in between Christmas and New Year's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm fine.
It's fine with me, too.
Okay. So keeping it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Is that okay with you, Judy?
Yeah, it's okay with me.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
So I'll just double check on the June 9th date with Ken.
Yeah, see how he feels. Mm-hmm. You have your tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm. Exciting.
Okay, any other general business? Public comment? Okay, our next meeting date will be
December 10th.
Thank you, December 10th, and we stand adjourned.